Aloha and welcome to Your Heart Magic, an illuminating space where psychology, spirituality and heart wisdom meet. Here's your host, Dr. Beth-Ann Kapansky-Wright, the clinical psychologist with a mystic mind.
Aloha, everybody. Welcome to Your Heart Magic. This is Dr. Beth-Ann Kapansky-Wright. And today we are talking about the energy for the month of May. And we are looking at what the Akashic Records have to say about the month and the energy right now. And also tapping into a little bit of what's happening astrologically, along with the moons of this month. I love doing energy update episodes because they're fun. I think it is really awesome that we get to be kind of cosmic and talk about concepts like what is the energy doing and weave together wisdoms from different branches of spiritual and metaphysical traditions to look for themes and patterns that might support us and our lives. And it's kind of cool to get to tune into what the energy is doing and prepare our hearts for what might come to be for the month ahead. So the May message from the records was one that felt so hopeful and beautiful. As I was channeling it, I was bringing through the information that the records had to share, but I also had a small stream of consciousness that I kind of pushed to the side so that my primary awareness was on the message. But as I was bringing it through, I also thought, oh my gosh, thank goodness, this is something that we've all been wanting to hear. And the message for May was comfort and healing. That is the theme of what the records called this month. They said that it is a month where there will be profound healing shifts that take place in the collective. And overall, the energy for May felt grounding. There was a sense of things coming into completion, rejuvenation, some form of peace and comfort and ease. And again, healing was the word that came through over and over again. And the records opened with a beautiful image that set the stage for how the energy of this month will feel. They gave us this wonderful metaphor. First, I heard an oven dinging in my mind, and then I started to smell this visceral sense of fresh baked bread or fresh baked rolls. And in my mind's eye, I saw somebody going to the oven and they were taking out these delicious looking fluffy rolls. There was a table that was set behind them with all sorts of wonderful, savory looking dishes. It was kind of gray outside, the kind of day where if you were sitting down to a hot, delicious meal, you would really appreciate it. And that really was how the energy this month felt. Like we show up and there's this beautiful dinner on the table and it's comforting, it is stabilizing. The healing energy for this month isn't so much about anything that we need to do. It's more about just receiving it. And it's as if you've had a long day and you've been under a lot of stress and you haven't had adequate space to take care of yourself or process your thoughts or really slow down. And you show up and this great meal is prepared for you. And then maybe you get to crawl into a fluffy bed and have a really good night's sleep. And you wake up in the morning and everything feels better. It feels lighter. It feels brighter. You feel like you got an energetic reset. Some of the things that had you stressed out the day before feel like they've either lifted or they feel so much smaller than you had made them in your mind from the day before. And everything feels easier and more approachable and more optimistic and hopeful. That was the quality of the energy for the month of May. And as I said, this is not about anything that we do. The record said we've already been preparing for this healing to happen. We have been doing the work, and that work is our inner work. It is what we do every time we sit down to journal about something so we can understand our process and understand our feelings on it. It is every time we pray or set an intention or take space for self-reflection and introspection. It's every time we feel triggered by something or have a reaction that doesn't feel good to us. We have a judgment, we have an attitude, something feels really negative. And we take a moment to reflect on what is this bringing up for me and try and work with ourselves in a way that we gain insight, bring healing in, deepen our wisdom. Maybe we emotionally express ourselves in a way that feels constructive. There's so many ways that each of us has been doing that work and being in a phase of active preparation. And the record said, this is just the month to receive, to allow the path to unfold in front of you, to know that on the surface, keep doing whatever it is each of us feels called to do. And however we might be engaging with life right now, but when it comes to this healing energy, there's nothing we have to do. We just have to show up. And I love this because there are times that the records are instructive and they might say, this is an excellent month to work on manifestation or to work on visualization. And they will give guidance to take some alone time and do something specific that we might want to do in order to harness the energy. But there was none of that this month. It felt much more about conscious allowance and receiving. Something else that came through is that we're building on the energy that many of us were fostering in April, where the records encouraged us to cultivate the qualities of generosity and goodwill towards one another. And the records had a really interesting message in April where they talked about this idea that right now there's a lot of healing in the collective wound of comparison and insecurity and self-esteem that's been going on. And the comparison wound is pretty much what it sounds like. We compare our path or our journey or ourselves to somebody else, and we feel like we come up short and we either feel inadequate. Sometimes we feel jealous. Sometimes we feel like we're not enough. All of that stuff that comes up is part of this collective wound of comparison. And they had this very helpful suggestion in April where they said that it was a great month when we find ourselves seeing another human being and they're doing something that inspires us, or we wish we could do something similar, or maybe they're exhibiting a quality that we wish we had and it doesn't come as easily for us, but we feel inspired to try and find that, to work with those feelings where we send them a blessing, cheer them on, reflect on how can I develop this in myself in a way that feels authentic to me. If somebody else is doing something amazing, how can I help my life feel more amazing and work with what I have that's in front of me, that's realistic and that meets my needs and my circumstances? And the records referred to that message in our May message and said that that good work is going to continue, and that many of us will start to see fruits of the labor from doing that work, doing that mutual support, being a cheerleader for each other, fostering goodwill. So I'm quite curious to see how this comes through and how that shows up. I can say that overall, May's message felt so optimistic and it felt like a breath of fresh air. And the record said that this month, the earth takes a breath. And when they said that, I felt not only humanity taking a breath, but each of us taking a breath. And it almost was as if the earth itself and the creatures on the earth, like everything eases up and breathes some. And it seems that the past few months, things have just felt very intense. They have been all kinds of ups and downs with energy. A lot of things have been coming up for people. So this message felt so comforting and so reassuring. And a caveat about healing is that healing doesn't always look the way that we think it will. It's not a one size fits all. It's certainly not a linear path. It definitely has an alchemy to it that is something intangible, that even if we've been actively working on something for our healing journey, or we're actively working on healing something in our lives, the way that comes together for us might not look as we expected it to. And that doesn't mean that it's not working. And it doesn't mean that we're not receiving what it means. It might feel helpful to think about the art of healing as its own form of consciousness or conscious intelligence. And when we are opening ourselves up to healing, we are working with that aspect of divine universal consciousness and saying, I am doing the things I know to do to set my intention for healing. And I trust this intelligence and alchemy that is healing itself to meet me there and bring me what I need in order to move into a more healed version of myself, to heal this issue in me, to heal this relationship. So stay open to how that shows up this month. And I think it's always a good idea to try and release expectations and just work with what is, but just a gentle reminder that when it comes to our healing journey, releasing expectations for how it should look and setting the intention and just staying open to receive is a beautiful way to engage with that. We have a new moon in Taurus on May 7th. And new moons are always an excellent time for intention setting, planting seeds. Taurus is an earth sign. So anything that you might feel called to do to celebrate nature, to be grounded, to actually work with the earth in some shape or form would probably be a beautiful way to work with this new moon. And I like to think about new moons as a time to kind of regather into myself and ask the question of what seeds am I planting in my life right now? And what would I like to grow over the next week, the next month, the next few months? And that doesn't have to be terribly complex. There are times where a new moon is an excellent time if you have something big that you are starting or working on or some kind of a creative beginning. Let's say that you've got a new project and you do a big intention ceremony around it for a new moon. That's a great way to work with that energy. But at the same time, it doesn't have to be grand. It doesn't have to be huge. Our intention for the week might be visualizing that we're planting the seeds of a little bit more ease and being more like water and staying in flow. And maybe we just set a intention that we are going to move with life's twists and turns a little bit more easily and try and stay more centered or stay in a space of peace. And then maybe we take a little bit of time and visualize ourselves flowing through our week or things landing a little bit more lightly. There's so many great ways to work with new moon energy. So that is coming up on May 7th. And then there's some big astro stuff that's happening towards the end of the month. When I started looking up what were some of the big transits happening this month and seeing what jumped out at me to share today, I was immediately drawn to May 18th. And there is a conjunction called a Kazemi happening between Jupiter and the Sun. And what that means is that on that day, Jupiter and the Sun will be in the exact same place. And something fun that I found with that is that the word Kazemi is Arabic and it means in the heart of the sun. So they'll be on the same exact degree. And usually that is considered a lucky thing where the sun kind of swallows and amplifies that planet. And the sun represents our true self. Jupiter is a lovely planet. Jupiter is the benefactor and represents expansion and personal growth and new ways of thinking and healing, good fortune and miracles. So we can expect a glow up of that energy on that day. And I was so excited to see that transit because I think it's really fun to see how the astrology fits in with what the records have to say. And that's why I was so drawn to that one. It just felt like that is going to be a lucky day. And most likely the days right before it and the days after, that energy will be rippling. So that really supports this idea of healing just showing up this month and good things showing up for us and not needing to do anything to make that happen. This isn't about efforting. It's not about forcing it. This is not Aries Mars energy, where we are putting our best foot forward and we are striving and we're trying. This is simply about allowing for the expansion and opening up to healing and good things to come in new ways. So that is happening on May 18th. The next day on May 19th, Mars and the North Node are conjunct, which means they are in the exact same place. And that could be one very active, inspiring, activity-driven transit. We'll see how that shows up. But Mars is in charge of willpower, movement. Sometimes when Mars is out of balance, that could also look like aggression, ambition, kind of this naked force and achievement. The North Node is all about moving towards our destiny, stepping into what and who we're becoming. So when you put those together, that makes me think about a day where if we are really tapped in and listening to our hearts, there's great potential for aligned action. And knowing that the movement we make on that day and just in that time period, the second half of May, is ultimately moving each of us towards our destiny and moving each of us towards our soul purpose and how we are uniquely called to show up in this world. Then we've got Gemini season starting on May 21st, and Gemini is an air sign. It is about communication and being social and relationships. And Gemini is like going to an appetizer cocktail party and being the social butterfly that kind of flits from group to group and has engaging, sparkling dialogue. It is a fun sign. There's a lot more movement there. We're coming out of Taurus season, which is a lot more grounded. So it's really an emphasis on movement, others, friendships, relationships, connection, communication. Gemini season is a great way to kick off what is usually the start of the summer season in the Northern Hemisphere. And when I think about summertime, I often think about being a little bit busier, staying up a little bit later. Maybe we feel called to be more external and to engage in more activities. And that feels like something that beautifully supports that. And then on the 23rd, we have a full moon in Sagittarius. And there's also another important conjunctioning happening between Venus and Jupiter, which is another beautiful astrological transit. When Venus and Jupiter meet up and hang out, there is all that awesome Venus energy, which has to do with love and beauty and exchanges and harmony and finding balance. And that gets to mix in with Jupiter's expansion and magic and miracles. So that's always a nice conjunction. I love seeing it whenever it shows up. And that is happening on the full moon. Sagittarius is actually connected to the planet Jupiter. And Sagittarius is a sign of truth seeking, of expansion, of knowledge, of growth. Sagittarius is the archer and this really great fire energy and energy of movement. And again, creative expansion. So that feels like just this supercharged few days to me where anything can happen. It feels like destiny's going to take hold. And when I think about how that might interweave with the Akashic message that this is a month of comfort and healing, it feels like a full moon astro time that is just filled with many blessings and a lot of good, juicy magic and some nice things to come. Makes me think of a really good illustration to share with you is right as I sat down to start this podcast, I could hear my dog barking his head off outside. And so I paused it and I went out to investigate to see what was going on. He was just having a senior moment and I picked him up and gave him a little bit of comfort that all was well. But when I did that, I saw on the ground this beautiful papaya that had fallen from our tree. And right now they're so high up in there that I haven't been able to get to them. It's the fruit at the top. And my method for usually getting that upper fruit, standing on a ladder and using the broomstick that I have to knock it down, it was too high for me. And last week I was really frustrated because I couldn't get these really juicy looking papayas. Anyways, I look down and there's this like sun ripened perfectly ripe papaya just laying at my feet. And I wouldn't have found it if I hadn't gone out there to get Frodo. And it had obviously just fallen because no birds or critters had gotten to it. It didn't even have a split in it. So it was totally intact, just laying there, warming in the sun. And I had Frodo in one arm and this sun-ripened papaya in the other. And I came back in to sit down and make this podcast. And I thought, see, this is how good things happen. We don't look for them. There's just this magic or synchronicity, and they just show up sometimes when we least expect it, something that we have been trying to get. And no matter what I did, no matter how much I stood up on my tiptoes and tried to safely hop on this stepladder with this like very long broomstick and knock them down, I could not get to them. They're way, way too high up there. In the end, I didn't have to strive for it. It literally just happened, and it was there, and it was at my feet, and I was called outside at the right time to go collect it. And that, I think, is really what the energy of May is all about, is tapping into the energy of just receiving and knowing the good things that we have been trying to cultivate in our life and effort to and strive towards. Some of that is just going to show up in unexpected ways and unexpected opportunities. And I am here for it. And I'm so glad that you are as well. Thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast episode and tuning in to what the Akashic Records have to say about the month of May. Next week on Your Heart Magic, we have a talk story time episode where I will be sharing some selected passages from my books and some personal reflections on some of the things that inspired those pieces. So until then, have an amazing week. And as always, be well, be love, be you. Be magic.
You've been listening to Your Heart Magic with Dr. Bethann Kapansky-Wright. Tune in next week for a new episode to support and empower your light.